Hello, family and friends. I'm excited today to have with me Dr. Chris Holland and his wife, Pastor Vicki, and they are pastors of the Father's House, which is a church on the southeast side of Indianapolis.
That's right.
And I might say a beautiful church. And they have two boys, and one of which I just talked to a few minutes ago that is a super nice young man. And I have to say, one of the nicest dogs I've seen. It's incredibly intelligent. I hope we can talk about that at some point in time.
Because yeah.
That sounds amazing.
He's a church dog.
Amen. So he's anointed. So, well, we come to you, Father, today in prayer. We're so thankful for the pastors being available to share their testimonies and what you have for them today, Father. And we just are so thankful for the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice that he paid for us at Calvary, Lord. And we come ready today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Dr. Chris, I guess we'll start out today with your testimony to share a little bit about your growing up and how you came to the Lord.
Okay. Well, I was born in Durham, North Carolina, raised in Asheville, North Carolina, and Hendersonville. They're about 25 miles apart. Hendersonville's a little more southwest of Asheville.
Okay.
My dad was worked in the shoe business and was transferred several times between South and North Carolina, but in the process of that, answered the call to preach. And my grandfather, not his dad, but my mom's dad, was a pastor in Durham, had a great influence on my dad's life. So dad got called to preach, decided to move back to Asheville, left the shoe business, and went into the ministry, and then started a shoe store in Hendersonville.
Wow.
And pastored and owned a shoe store. So we pretty much grew up as children in church from day one, have never and did not ever really know life without church. Dad pastored some little missionary Baptist churches in the mountains there. Some people probably laugh at these terms, but Bowcatcher Mountain is the name of where one of the churches was, Midway Baptist Church. And it was called Midway Baptist Church because it was midway up the mountain. And just little small congregations. And then later he pastored an interdenominational church. I was 5 years old. An evangelist named Johnny Raines had come to Dad's church in Asheville. And he was preaching, heaven is sweet, but hell's hot. Choose heaven so you don't have to go to hell. And he was a little bitty short guy, small in stature. And he hit the pulpit. It was a big oak pulpit. Hit the pulpit, and it split half in two.
Wow.
Now, of course, I'm sure it was cracked from, you know, preachers pounding on it and stuff over the years. But it made an impact on my life because when it split, he did what they call flat-footed. From a flat stand, he jumped over the pulpit into the first part of the church and walked down the back of the pews, down one side, and back up the other side. And he's a little bitty guy, so I'm thinking to myself, if the power of God can take a little guy like that and cause him to demonstrate the power of God, as a five-year-old, I wanted to know Jesus, and I wanted that, and I didn't want to go to hell. I wanted some fire insurance. So, I ran down to the altar and gave my heart to Jesus that day, in that revival. And then I had to be baptized. And of course, it's wintertime, very cold, ice on stuff. And my dad talked a couple of deacons in, said if he's brave enough to get baptized in this weather, we ought to be brave enough to baptize him. So they took me down to the little lake that was there close to the church and Beaver Dam Lake and baptized me. And if there was any sin, I'm pretty sure that the frigid temperatures drove it out of me. It was a powerful experience. Grew up there, and then later Dad pastored a church called Words of Life Tabernacle in Arden, North Carolina.
Now, is that Rod Pittman's church?
Now, no. Now, Rod, the way that we came to know Ronnie Pittman and Kathy was after Dad resigned Words of Life Tabernacle.
Okay.
He did a stint as the principal of the Christian School and an associate at Candler House of Prayer in Candler, North Carolina. That was also happened to be the church that Ronnie and Kathy Pittman were attending. And they were, of course, younger then, much younger then.
Yeah.
And that's how our families came to know each other. So
he's been on my podcast, and his moonshine stories are really funny.
He's a character, right?
Before Jesus, by the
way. Oh, yeah. I've only ever known him, and of course, he was younger then and had a prophetic anointing on his life. And so I knew them under Billy Joe Presley, was the pastor of that church then.
Okay.
He died tragically years later from a heart attack. But, known them a long time since childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had a rough patch after this at some point?
I did my stint and decided I would forsake God and my dad and all the stuff he stood for and took off in my... The Monday after I graduated on Friday, I left home and stayed gone for a couple of years and just opened my life up to hell and demons and got in a lot of mess. But God.
But God.
That call is on your life.
Yeah.
But God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So rededicated my life after I met my wife, and she really did a great job with Jesus and pulling me out of the mess and standing with me. Went through lung cancer at the age of 21, and I had my right lung double lobectomy tumor with extended growth. And then I met her after that, and just all the stuff I had to deal with that to get myself turned around and back serving God, but haven't looked back since.
And, of course, I know we're going to talk more as we progress here about your relationship when you met your wife and a little bit about her testimony. And, of course, you want to mention just a little bit before you pray for our audience about what you're doing now here at the church and your calling?
Yeah, well, we've been pastoring here in Indianapolis. We've been a church planner most of our church career, and we've been pastoring here in Indianapolis. We started this with four people, me and her, and at that time, two little boys, 5 and 7. Mm-hmm. They're now 29 and 27, and we are called the Father's House because we minister a lot to fatherless children or fatherless adults and preach Jesus and do missions work from here. And we do a lot with law enforcement, ministering to law enforcement officers. And so we've spent our life singing, preaching, and serving Jesus together.
And maybe as we close out here, Pastor Vicki, how would they contact the church and how do they find your church if they're looking for a church here in the Indy area?
They can find us online at tfhindy.com. And they can find us here in Indianapolis, of course, at 1551 South Franklin Road, Indianapolis.
Awesome. And church at 10 a.m. Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, if one of y'all would say a closing prayer for us, then we'll go on here to day two.
Well, Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for every ear that hears.
Yes.
May they hear what your Spirit says to them. May their lives be touched from the testimonies of how you have touched our lives and reach them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, folks, you can contact the church or the pastors here at tfhindy.com. You can contact our ministry at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all, and God loves you, and please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.